Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hey everyone, welcome to Social Blend.
We are
Gracie.
And I'm George. And we're back.
And we talked over each other and we fucked it up.
Yeah.
Off to a great start. Love that for us.
I love that. I love that. Well, but it wouldn't so be any... Like...
Go!
No, I'm saying it wouldn't be anything... It wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't talk over each other, you know?
Exactly. Yes. For sure. Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've last seen you guys.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot has happened in those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
We are. We are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We could definitely give our life updates first.
Yeah. So last week, like... We kept trying to record, and then I had something to do, and then George had something to do, and then I didn't get enough sleep. I slept for like 3.5 hours, and I was like just dead. I was so beat. So we were like, all right, let's just go next week. And then I almost tried to cancel again.
Because
today? I have bronchitis. Yes. Because I have bronchitis. Yes. I'm on antibiotics and steroids and stuff, but I'm still just feeling, ugh.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But we're here. We're queer. We're doing it.
We're thriving.
We're thriving. So, Georgie, what's been going on with you?
Oh, my gosh. Too much has been going on with me. First of all, my car has had so many problems. I'm, like, on the verge. Well, I shouldn't say it on here, but, like, no, I'm not going to say that part. But, like, I am so mad. Like, I am pissed so much. So, all it started off with was an oil change. And the fact that my one tire was always low. So, they found a screw inside of the one side where you cannot, you can't repair it. You have to replace it. So, that's it. So, like, I had to get a new tire. Okay. I was like, okay, whatever. Then my brakes are horrible, they said. They
Same.
Said they're so bad. Like, so bad. And they are, because, like, when I would, like, go on the brake, it would go, like, it would have that sound. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. Anyway, I just, like, am not that person that goes and gets my car checked and stuff like that, you know?
Same.
So it has cost me so much money. Like, I'm shaking, but it had to be done.
Disgusting.
If not, my car, literally my car would have like crumbled in a million pieces.
Yeah.
So that's that. And that's why I went home and I'm like, I'm selling my body to pay for this car to my family.
Oh my God,
they're like,
shut the fuck up. That's so funny.
Like,
No, I have to get rid of my car because I genuinely just like cannot afford to keep having one. It's so annoying. Yeah.
It's like,
so if anyone wants to buy a car that has a lot of problems, hit me
right
up.
it's
$9,000 for garbage. I'm just
right. So much for selling it. Gosh.
That's what's left on my loan. So
yeah.
Like...
Well, like, okay, literally cars in New Jersey are worse. Like, it's so hard to maintain a car here because there's potholes.
Oh, fucking potholes. There's always construction happening.
There's always construction, hence my
everywhere.
Tire. Yeah, hence the nail in my tire. There's always something going on. There's always commotion. There's always potholes. It's the seasons. So we have, you know, a bad, horrible winters. You know, it's
not
no, it wasn't. I'm just dramatic, but you know, it's always something. So in New Jersey, it's very hard to maintain a car. That's why when people get like nice cars, I'm like, but why? Like, go somewhere else and get a nice car.
I know.
Here, it's impossible to maintain it.
It really is. Like, I'm so sick of my car and all of its stupid problems. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So
What else is going on with you? Anything
so
else?
So then I went to a soccer game this past weekend. That was really fun.
You went on the day that it wasn't raining, right?
Yes. Oh my God. Thank God. I would have been so mad if it was pouring.
I know.
We went to the soccer game. It was Ecuador versus Italy. Italy won, which I'm happy with.
Amazing. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was my first soccer game, and it's cool because it was history in the making. So the Italian Soccer League has not come to America in 19 years. Almost 20 years ago. So this was their first time coming back because so many people wanted them. So it was a friendly game. It wasn't like, it was competitive, but it was a friendly. There's nothing, you know, they don't win anything for winning. But,
okay,
you know, they made money. So, you know, it was fun.
Yeah.
But Ecuador.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Ecuador played incredible. I mean, they both were incredible.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I loved it. I would definitely go to another one. It was really cool. And then,
I don't understand how soccer works. So
yeah, that's fine. I know how soccer works, but like there are a lot of things I don't know too, but that's why you go with people that do. And then you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And then lastly, this face, Gracie, I think we should just take a picture, but this face is filled with makeup. My face is filled with makeup.
Who did it?
Well, okay. I'm going to tell you right now. I finally booked a commercial.
Stop it. For what? Yeah.
I can't say what it is, but I'm excited for it.
Where did you go to film?
It was in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in New Jersey. We'll talk more afterwards, but
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was in a warehouse. I was like scared.
Oh my God.
Am I going to be so kidnapped?
Yeah, no.
I know. It was really, really cool. I loved it. It was a fun experience. I got to meet some new people.
They put a lot of makeup on you.
Yes. They put a Hollywood looking makeup. So
yeah.
So I looked like good on camera. Right.
We'll take a picture later. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, because I've done like little things like Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. I've done twice and like little things here and there, like news and stuff, but never like this. So I am excited. Now, depending on how it goes, you know, like the entertainment industry, you could film something and then they're like, "Ooh, actually, we're not doing that anymore." Like, so that does happen. Like last year, I was ready to do a plot. I mean, not a pilot for this one new show. And it was like a dating show. And literally the day before, they pulled the plug on everything.
Oh my God.
So you never know.
That's so crazy. Cause
it's
like
insane.
Imagine like being there or being like ready. And then they're like, just kidding. Hello.
Yeah. Like, imagine like, we're actually not doing this, but that's why, when any shows get put on the air, I'm like, wow. Like they made it through all of that.
Yeah. It's crazy. So many stages.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. So I'm really excited. I hope it goes well. I hope it airs. And yeah, I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, yeah.
How about you? What's going on?
Well, for me, I have bronchitis. So that's what's going on.
I know. Oh, but thank God you caught it now before it turned into pneumonia. So
it was so bad. A friend of mine had it back in December. And I was like, it's just a upper respiratory infection. I've had those, but like, it's fucking worse. It's so horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And now I know. And I'm like, damn, sorry about how bad that was.
Yeah.
It was for me. It's awful.
No.
It literally felt like someone was like sitting on my chest. Like my lungs were like, constricted. Doesn't help that I like smoke weed and I vape, like,
right?
But yeah, I did do a little drinking this weekend though, before I realized I was sick.
Okay.
And I had fun. It was a good time. So we like that for me.
That's good.
Maybe I'll drink this weekend. Maybe I won't. I don't know. We'll see where my plans fall. I'm only doing like one thing like planned this weekend. So like, that's literally it. But I'm off for 4 days. So I'll go back to work on Tuesday, which is nice.
Wow. Oh, wait, you get off Monday?
Yeah, for Easter Monday or whatever. Wow. And then on the 10th, we have a day off. And then we're off from the 22nd through the 30th for our spring break.
That's
so
gorgeous.
I'm really excited. We're going to be in school for like 12 days in April. It's really nice. Yeah,
that's
incredible.
Not
doing shit. I'm going to be babysitting, but I'm like chilling.
Yeah. No, that's good though. And that's good that you could like kind of make that money, that side money, like.
Right. Well, I need it.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, that's really great. For me. Enjoying being by myself, you know. It's really nice to just sit with myself and be with myself and hang with me.
Yeah. Do you get creative when you are like alone? Because with me, it depends. I could either
a little
not or
sometimes. Yeah, it depends on like how comfortable and relaxed I'm being with myself.
Okay.
I feel like I can definitely.
Because I feel I feel like you're always coming up and brainstorming with stuff like for the pod. Yeah. So I'm always oh my God, look at her.
I know. It's usually when I take my ADHD medication. When it hits, I'm like, oh my God, I thought about this and this and this. And I write it down. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's like a burst of energy. It's great.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's needed. It really is needed.
I know. Having ideas. Who would have thought?
Yeah, right.
it's and then, good for you.
It is. And then lastly, I want to go before we talk about everything else like reality shows and stuff. So all right, I was talking to Stephanie, right? We were like, oh, we were like, whoever goes to the store next, get a broom. Okay, we're like, we need a new broom.
Okay.
And anyway, like 2 hours go by and I'm on my phone and I get an ad, and it says, it shows all of these brooms.
They're listening. You didn't know that?
And I'm like, these motherfuckers are listening. Because I was always like, is it true? Is it not? You know, I'm like, that shit is true.
It is.
They are listening.
It's crazy. Sometimes I'll think about something and then I'll get an ad for it. Because like,
crazy.
They're like predicting what you might want too.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm like, holy shit. But yeah, like it's just because the algorithms can like predict what you might want. And then like, you know, even if you don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's insane. I cannot believe it. I was like in shock. So we were like screaming. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God.
So,
that's so crazy.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say and you know what I'm about to spew. And it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_. And I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your goalie gummies today.
Let's talk about, are you ready to talk about reality TV?
I am.
Now, before we start anything, did you watch The Valley?
No, not yet. I'm going to watch it next.
Okay, so that we will leave. Okay, so
yeah,
you only missed two episodes. Can I give my little review real quick without spilling? Okay.
Of course.
Incredible. This show is so good. It's like a nice like reset on Vanderpump.
Really?
So, yeah, I really love it. I'm really enjoying it. The first season was so good. The first episode, I was like, wow, this is a good episode. I wasn't going to watch it. I was like, it looked corny. It really did. It didn't look good.
Yeah.
And I decided to watch it.
Okay.
And I loved it. I was like, wow, this is really good. So definitely try to watch it.
Yeah. Did you see how like the end of that one episode of Vanderpump Rules goes into it? Like Jax walks.
I loved it.
That was my Barbenheimer.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, I saw you wrote that. I loved that because that reminded me of how Beverly Hills, when they left and then it went to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Remember?
But wasn't Lisa? No, I haven't been watching lately, but.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm rewatching Summer House right now.
So the one season of when Vanderpump Rules started and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was kicking it off, Lisa left the seat just like how Jax did.
Okay. She left the same thing.
Yes. And went to Pump and then it started the show.
I love that.
It was so good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love how they did that. It was like a homage to
an homage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Homage, yeah, to that.
Yeah. But speaking of Vanderpump, sorry, I'm like so exhausted. So this is a bad performance for me.
No, it's fine. But also, I'm gonna say, guys, it is pouring rain. Like, I'm so sleepy also because the rain gets to me. It really does.
I know. I was going to have a glass of wine and then I was like, oh, I'm not even getting it. I don't even want to go outside.
I literally have a glass of water, but in a wine glass.
I love that for you. I know. I have a water bottle. It's great. But yeah, Vanderpump. Can I just say, and this is going to be like a hot take and like an unpopular opinion. I like Joe. She reminds me of me a little bit.
I like Joe too.
They're kind of being mean to her. Like she didn't even fucking do anything to them.
Right.
She literally didn't do.
No, when I'm watching, I was like,
I just hate her.
Yeah, I was like, I like Joe. Like Joe is like,
I know.
Joe is like a girl's girl and a guy's a girl's guy, a guy's girl,
a guy's girl. I get along with guys a lot. Like I have a lot of male friends. I think like most of them, I feel like for some reason it's easier for me to form like closer relations, like friendships with men.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's normal.
I guess I was bullied a bunch by girls, but like, I don't know. But I do get along with women also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're just fucking checking himself out in the camera.
I know. Ugh, it's so hard. Yeah,
I like that she can get along with everybody. She definitely has ADHD. She had an anxiety attack. I'm like, bitch, same.
Yeah.
And me as well. And I really hope that she gets treated correctly. Because what the fuck? Be nice to Jeff.
I hope so too. I like her a lot. I think she's funny and she's real. Like I loved her. Like I really, especially this past episode, I loved how she was shown.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I love her. Big fan.
Yeah.
I can't believe like how close Sheena and like Lala have been getting with Sandoval.
Oh, I know.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, so right now? Fast. So fast. It was like, boom, done. I'm like,
I know. But okay. Like, Katie and Ariana are kind of being cunty.
Yes, I'm not.
Like, in a bad way. I don't like it.
I don't like I'm not... it.
Yeah. It's...
They're very, and this is my prediction. They are going to end up leaving the show. Like, they're gonna end up being told to leave because
I know nobody cares about them anymore.
Yeah, like everyone is like having a blast without them, and I'm like, okay.
And they're just being bitter.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys are whatever. Literally,
and
yeah,
I'm like, come on.
Like, they're literally gonna lose their jobs.
I know.
So it's weird.
And Ariana just bought that big ass house.
Right. Thank you. Like this whole season, she's like, no, I'm not doing that. And now she goes and buys her house, which is great. Good for her. But yeah, like, what was that whole storyline about?
I know.
So,
and I need more stuff to happen. Like, it's still not interesting enough. Like, I can't.
Yes. I agree.
Whatever.
It's very blah right now. It's just like, honestly, you know who I'm loving the most? Schwartz. Yeah. Like, Schwartz is just making it.
It's Schwartz's show now.
Yeah, literally.
I love him.
He is making it so funny. He's making it like entertaining, like because of him. Poor. Oh my gosh. Ugh. When Brock said that Max slept with Kate,
with Katie, I was like, oh my god.
He was so upset. He's like, what? What? I'm like, somebody leave this man alone.
I know. And like Max and like is, I keep saying like, but Katie is like best friends with, what's her name? Dana. Ooh. Who Max was obsessed with.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes.
And Katie and her are like besties.
Mm-hmm. Dana. That's right.
So like,
I forgot about
Katie.
These. Right, it's giving.
What are you gonna say to your bitch? Like,
right. It's crazy. I'm like in shock. I was like, oh, okay. And thank God to Shayna getting. I think I am like losing it today. I'm like, I can't speak.
I know,
but anyway,
I can never speak.
Same. If it wasn't for her having him tracked on her phone, no one would have known anything.
I know. Oh my god. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
It's so crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good episode. It kept my attention. Like, I was watching it. So,
yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
Now, do you watch Selling Sunset or no? You've never watched. Oh, okay. So a few of the cast members, they're like all getting divorced from their spouses.
Really?
Yeah, like three of them.
What?
Yeah, one, it was for domestic violence, and the police were called because the husband threw a bag of glass at the wife's face, but it missed her face and it hit the baby. I know. I'm
what?
Like,
yeah. Where did you even have a bag of glass?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Like, I have no idea. It was so anyway, he was arrested. Restraining orders, blah blah blah. It's a whole mess. But yeah, that's what's going on there. That's like, okay, I stopped watching ever since the one girl Christine left the show because they all made her out to be the villain.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they were all the villains and she was not. And I just didn't like that. Like, they were all very, like, they all attacked her.
Really?
And I didn't like that. So I just stopped watching it. Yeah. Yeah. Because I never liked bullying. I never liked people going after one person.
No, it's not fair.
Yeah, sorry. Like, I'm not doing that. So,
yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, so yeah. Vanderpump looks promising. But like
you were
saying, I feel like there should be more. Like, there's not enough going on.
I know. So. I know. I'm ready for more of this drama. Like, we need it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree.
All right. Pop
wait,
culture.
Wait. Oh my God. Wait, I'm sorry. One more thing. With him, when Lala went into the house,
Oh my God, this screaming.
He was screaming.
I can't do that. My lungs are going to collapse.
Yeah, my God, don't. But I was so, I'm like, look at him. I'm like, oh, he's not okay.
It's like he's, it sounded like he was giving birth.
Yes, it was so strange. I was like, what is happening?
I can't. Oh my God. Okay, pop culture. Kate Middleton
is alive.
She's alive. It's come out. She has like stomach cancer or something like that.
Yes. So there was a video that went out finally after all this time, and it was her, and she was just saying how like she was doing well, but she had stomach cancer when they did the procedure. They found it.
Yeah.
And allegedly they got it all, but this is a preventative. So they're still moving on with treatment just to make sure it's all gone.
So since she has to go through chemotherapy, she probably shouldn't be like in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, because she's not going to be feeling great and probably not looking too great either. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so crazy because like the whole world was speculating. Like I swore she was dead. I was like, she's dead. Like there's no pictures of her. There's no video of her saying, guys, I'm good. Like, it's fine.
I know.
I was like, oh, she's dead. Are we wearing the same color?
Oh my God. Again?
Oh.
We always just end up wearing the same color. Like a teal. And
yes.
Yes. I'm screaming.
We didn't even talk about it.
I know. We never do. And we're always in the same color. Wow. I love that for us. We're just that connected and in sync, you guys. That's just how you get a good podcast going.
No,
you just
literally.
With your friend.
And that's how you get co-hosts in line. That's incredible. Wow. I just realized now. I'm like, wait a second.
Take the photo now.
Okay. Yay. Okay, wait.
Wait,
hold on. What is this shift?
Command shift 3.
Okay, thank you. Got it. Okay.
Okay. Before I did something silly. Okay.
Yeah, you're like. but yeah, so Kate Middleton, she's gonna be okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
And
George, did you put the Baltimore Bridge collapse under pop culture?
I meant
George. People died.
Kim, people are dying. Okay. I did. I didn't even think of it like that.
Oh my God. Oh okay. Well, obviously that was really sad and scary. Not pop culture moment.
Not a pop culture. But it's a moment.
Yes. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims.
And yeah, that was scary. That was so
super scary.
Yeah. But oh my God, horrible.
Okay. I don't want to talk about Ariana Grande. I'm fucking sick of
her. Yeah.
I'm
we don't have
over
to.
Her.
Yeah.
Oh my God, P. Diddy.
The house.
So I saw something my friend had posted of like the court documents. Right. And apparently Diddy would promise like young rappers like that he would sign them or record with them if they took videos of them having anal sex with other men and sent them to him.
Oh.
I know. So one of these people did it and like sent a video.
And
isn't that so horrible and horrifying?
That is, no, it's disgusting.
So an extreme abuse of power. Terrible. So they are looking for some other shit in his house. And he's gonna get got, like, he's done.
Oh yeah, that's it. I feel like too many people came forward.
Yeah.
And yeah, the crazy thing is that when this all happened and he found out, he literally leaves his children and he hops on a plane. I'm like, what?
He's
the
terrible hell? Monster, get the fuck out of here.
He is insane.
Holy shit. Oh my
he is
God.
Crazy. He's not
I
okay.
Can't. I know.
But yeah, allegedly a lot of other people are also involved in this, like Harry, Harry, Prince Harry, whatever his last name is.
Shit.
And allegedly Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh my God. Yeah, so, you have to be careful who you align yourself with, because you never know what they have going on.
Absolutely.
That's nuts. Holy shit. So it's we'll see. Scary. I guess more will come out about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything's pretty much in the shadows right now. There's really nothing out yet.
Yeah. But nothing substantial.
Yeah. And my one friend who is an attorney, she was like, the fact that they raided two of his homes.
Yeah.
The FBI doesn't. Time. Yeah. They don't get involved for nothing. They don't get involved just for nothing. They have been researching and investigating.
Oh,
hell
yeah. Oh, of course.
So it's,
this is not going to be good done. For him at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It is done. And when we know more, we'll definitely announce it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
Next, Quiet on Set, Doc. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so should I wait until you watch
let's
it?
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I think a new episode is coming out in April.
Okay.
So yeah, we will wait for that. Crazy. If no one, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's very, very good. It's sad. But very good. Everyone needs to know what happens.
Yeah.
And also, so sad, the Dollar Tree is raising their prices.
What?
Up to $7.
What?
It's disgusting. So the Dollar Tree, they said, has been losing money regarding when COVID happened. And now there's a lot of theft. So many stores are being robbed and they just can't keep up with it. Just like a lot of other stores, like Walmart. I know a lot of Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmarts have been closing. Like a lot of these stores are closing because of the theft. People can't afford stuff, so they're stealing. And
well, you know, Target and like Walmart include in their budget for loss prevention.
Yes.
So like they include that in their budget, like that this amount of stuff is probably going to get stolen per year.
Yes.
You
yes.
know?
Yeah.
So they like they plan for it.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Now, like when it comes to that, if it's a mother needing diapers for their child or something like that,
right.
I understand. But if you're like stealing a TV, stealing an Xbox, it's like go to jail. Like what I are know. You doing? So, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so the Dollar Tree has announced that they are raising their prices just in regards to everything, like just the majority. I'm like, none of us, like, no one
I
is going,
that.
Yeah, none of us are going to be able to afford anything. Like,
I know. Everything
at the store the other day, it was $5 for ketchup. I'm like, why?
I know.
The fuck
for
is ketchup? Yes. Why is ketchup $5.67?
Oh, I do Instacart and like a mayonnaise like this big.
Yeah.
$3.59.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's like jail. They should all be in jail for this. And I'm like, how did it cost $2 in 2020 and now it's $5 now? I'm like,
it's inflation. So it's the pandemic. Yeah. There's so many things that come into play. I like,
yes.
I used to teach about this in when I taught economics.
Yeah.
That's like such a cool thing to say.
It is cool.
I used to teach economics.
That is really cool.
supply and demand.
It's a but yeah, it's
price floor, price ceiling. It's okay, I'm done.
That's fine. But it's just sad. It's like I don't know. Like if I can't afford it and I have like a good job, I'm not saying like I'm like living, I'm broke.
I have a good job.
You too.
I know.
Like
I know.
If you can't afford it. What the fuck are these other people doing?
I know. They're living in poverty. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. But yeah, so that's it. But other than that,
you know, this is going to be a short one. It should have been long, but like I'm just not feeling it. My heart's
it's okay.
not in it today, you guys.
It's okay. It's okay.
This is just like an appetizer to get you guys ready for next time.
Absolutely.
We can't
Absolutely.
Just throw you right in there, Adam. And my friend Josh listened.
Adam. But yeah, and it's
Josh,
fine.
Listen.
And so much is happening. You have bronchitis. The weather's disgusting outside.
Yeah.
I just found out the Dollar Tree is charging $7 for items.
And like, I please respect our privacy at this time.
Literally. All right, next, hyperfixation.
Okay, we're going to end on this because, you know, okay. I'm done for the day. That's George, what is it?
Okay, so my hyperfixation is Taco Bell, but what else is new?
Of course.
Yeah, that's it.
For me, coloring has made a return. Coloring has made a return.
Oh, wow. Good. I love that.
Yeah. Thank God, because what else am I going to do all weekend in my apartment?
No, but coloring is really good for the mind, for our thoughts, our prayers, everything. But
yeah,
I have to start coloring. Definitely. I really want to start coloring again.
It's relaxing.
It is relaxing. And also journaling. I just want to journal. Ugh. Just about anything.
I know. I should journal too, but
I know. I've been telling myself I'm going to, and I just don't. I mean, no matter.
Why don't we after this set a 15-minute timer and we both journal?
Okay, but I don't have anything.
Journal on your computer.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I'm gonna open a Google Doc right now.
You're like, and we're doing it now. I want to do it on paper. I mean, yes, I'll do it on here. But I want to start doing it like on paper, like with a pen, and like really write down just to like see like what I was going through at that time.
Yeah.
How I was feeling. Like, I think it's so important.
Yeah. Now I know. Hold on. I'm picking a typewriter font so it looks like
Let's see. Yes. Do you have Microsoft Windows?
No, I have a fucking Chromebook. This shit can't do anything.
Okay. I was like, wait.
That's good. Nah, that's perfect. Close enough. That's fine. Okay.
All right.
Well, all right, you guys. Well, we're going to go journal.
We're going to go journal.
And get a little vulnerable with ourselves. And then, you know, we'll see you next week. We love you.
Yes, we will see you all next week. Happy Easter to all who celebrate. And have a great, beautiful weekend. I hope it's nice. Love you all.
Me too. I love you. Bye.
Bye.